I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. There are approximately 7,000 to 8,000 international adoptions each year in the United States. To talk about a South Carolina clinic and resource that helps adoptive parents deal with some of the unique medical, developmental, and behavioral issues for newly adopted children arriving from other parts of the world is Dr. Angela LaRosa, co-director of the International Adoption Clinic at MUSC. Dr. LaRosa, tell us about some of the typical special needs of internationally adopted children who move to the U.S.
So typically children who are adopted internationally come from resource-poor countries. They typically are in orphanages or institutionalized care. They may have experienced some type of neglect or abuse, and they often lack what we would call kind of appropriate touch and sensory interaction. They are at increased risk for infectious diseases, growth issues, as well as developmental and behavioral issues.
What services are provided by the MUSC International Adoption Clinic? Are there services before adoption, after adoption? What goes on there?
Actually, so we do provide both what we call pre-adoption consultation and post-adoption evaluations. And the pre-adoption consultation is to help the family make the decision about the adoption and if this is the child that's right for their family. So typically, a family who is adopting will receive a referral, which is a folder of information with perhaps medical information, developmental information on the child. We review that information with the family. We discuss if there are any concerns that we identify based on the information we have and talk to them about what they might expect.
And then what about after the adoption? What is it that the clinic does to help parents prepare and also to help the children?
So the clinic is an interdisciplinary clinic. It includes myself as well as Dr. Andrea Summer, who's a general pediatrician who focuses on global health and international medicine, and then an occupational therapist. And we do a complete medical, developmental, and behavioral evaluation. Dr. Summer focuses on the growth and the infectious disease risks, also vaccination. My role and the occupational therapist's role is to identify strengths and weaknesses, if there are developmental delays, talk to the family about expectations, and then offer suggestions and interventions.
And what about your work with the parents? Is part of your work in particular to help parents sort of do appropriate things, interventions at home?
Yes, definitely. We obviously at first congratulate the family for being together because it's such an exciting time for everyone. And then we try and identify what developmental level that child is at because sometimes that does not match their actual chronological age. And that helps you with setting expectations with the child and working with them. We talk about attachment issues, bonding issues. We talk about how to provide sensory touch in a way that can help the child kind of integrate into her new environment. So a lot of it is education.
And we're talking about some of the challenges and the special needs, but what are the success stories? What do you see happening when parents move through the clinic and children get appropriate care?
Even though there are challenges, most children who have been adopted internationally do very well. And I would say it's the parents who are proactive. If there are concerns, identifying those concerns early, getting needed interventions, whether that's through physical therapy, occupational therapy, psychological therapy, just knowing that you could face challenges and being aware of what the resources are.
Dr. LaRosa, thank you so much for providing this update about international adoption.
Thank you so much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.